Downtown Silva has a new addition, a sculpture of Harriet Tubman. The 9-foot bronze sculpture called Journey to Freedom now sits in Bridge Park in Silva.
Looking at the sculpture, I'm like, that's not my face, but those are my hands, those are my feet, that's my body. Like, I am Harriet Tubman too.
That's Jada Bryson. She's a dance teacher in Franklin, where her family has lived for as long as they have records. She was dancing at a Women's History Trail event when she was approached by Jackson County sculptor Wesley Wofford.
One of the reasons why he asked me to do it is because I'm a dancer and I have the stamina and the flexibility to be able to hold a position for a significant amount of time. Most people think, oh, you just go and you stand there and someone takes your picture and that's it. It's not like that at all. Each muscle has to do something. You have to be in movement, but you're completely still. So it's very difficult to do.
Bryson says that through teaching dance, she hopes to teach young people about freedom and acceptance. So modeling as Harriet Tubman has been inspiring.
When I first did this, I had no idea what it would do to me spiritually and emotionally. Harriet Tubman is about freedom and leading people to freedom. And in my own personal life, I strive to be an example for children and to lead them into an emotional and spiritual freedom. And so it's helped me to realize more of my purpose in life, actually.
The sculpture echoes ongoing conversations about how history is remembered, including local Confederate monuments. On the same day that the Harriet Tubman sculpture was being installed, a new plaque was being placed on the Confederate monument just up the hill at the historic Jackson County Courthouse. The juxtaposition isn't lost on Bryson.
I think it's going to bring awareness to the issues that are going around with why people are so upset about the Confederate sculptures. And I'm all about history. I love history. And I think it's important to show all of history. And that's what it's been so far, is just a very one-sided history. And it's time that more sides are shown.
Bryson says she learned a lot about Tubman while posing as her. Beyond Tubman's work on the Underground Railroad, she's also credited with being a spy during the Civil War, sneaking beyond Confederate lines to gather information and obtain battle plans. But Bryson's favorite fact about Tubman is who she saved on the Underground Railroad.
That's my favorite, is that she was the only one that would take children.
Dr. Dana Murray Patterson is president of the Jackson County NAACP. She hopes that the sculpture inspires learning and hard conversations in the county.
Where there's been other stories that have been championed and have been lifted up and privileged throughout the history of this region, I think this is finally an opportunity for us to privilege and to lift up and to voice and add voice to some of the stories that have been less told.
Patterson says she hopes that people see their own stories in the life of Harriet Tubman.
Harriet Tubman, I think she stands for a lot of different things for a lot of different people. For me, as a Black woman, certainly that courage and determinist attitude that she had is really prevalent in a lot of my own work, and she's really a role model for me.
The sculpture will be exhibited at Bridge Park until December 20th. I'm Lily Knapp, BPR News.